Austin Hall. I'm 19 and I'm a freshman here. This is my first semester.
Yeah, they're headed out of town, southbound on 35.
During my semester off, I was playing music a lot, so I was here. Now I'm declaring composition, music composition as my major next semester.
How did you get into music?
I mean, it was sort of something, it was just always around my house growing up. Like, neither of my parents are musicians, but my mom was a vocalist back in the day when she was younger. It was just always around. My mom wanted to put me in guitar lessons, or piano or voice lessons when I was younger. I started, been interested in songwriting and just music and performing it ever since, and was kind of young, and now I'm being able to do that, which makes me really happy. It's a lot of fun, and it's something that I really want to do, because it's sort of been a desire of mine since I was really little, and I feel like USC right now is actually able to help, because, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, college, no, if you want to do that, go all out. I'm like, you know what, this way I can get some credibility, so.
So how tough was the decision to go to college instead of just entering the workforce?
During the semester off, I was working in a fine dining restaurant as, like, a server and stuff and doing things like that, and it was cool. I liked having the money, but it was like I wasn't quite ready for it. The education is probably a better route.
So what's your financial situation like right now at college?
At college, I'm okay. I've got my meal plan. I've got all my financial aid through. I actually got a really nice overage with scholarships and stuff, and so I was able to get a new computer. I was able to, you know, have a little bit of spending money, which was nice. I had money left over from work at the start of the semester, and I'm just trying to sort of make it last for now, which is bad because I'm smoking a pack a day and I'm wasting it on a lot of things, but it's nice for the time being, and I need to get a job soon, even if it's just part-time. So I'm okay right now.
You busked a little bit in Greenville?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, up in Greenville, I started out just, like, I'd take my guitar down to the park, down to Falls Park, and just kind of sit out and play and joke around, and I was kind of quiet and have a lot of confidence in it because I hadn't done it seriously. I hadn't performed out in front of people with music, and I didn't feel like I felt I was okay, but it wasn't enough to get loud, and then all of a sudden people started dropping, you know, ones and two, like, ones, fives, asking for songs, and I was like, oh. And so I started out just kind of sitting on a bench, improvising about people who walked by. And then I was like, well, hey, I can come out and play some covers. And Greenville requires you, I found out, to have a permit to busk, which is cool. It's like, it allows you to, you're capable, if you make enough, can declare it on a tax return. It's actually kind of legit, but if you don't have that permit, you can get fined $130. I've talked my way out of so many tickets and hid my money because I saw a cop around, and for a while I just didn't want to do it on principle. I was like, you know what, it's more practical otherwise, and I found out that you tend to make more money with the bucket. On a night with the bucket, I'd probably clear, on a good night, $110. On a good, you know, on an average night, $50, $60, which was pretty good at the time. I was paying for gas, I was paying to keep my phone on, to sort of help keep power on, I was paying, you know, for food and stuff like that, and I was able to, it provided for the time being for a while. It was a lot of fun. People started to say, like, that they liked it and that I had some potential in it. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this. It was my semester off. I had nothing else. I was kind of disappointed about not being able to be in college for a semester. And so that was something that, like, I was able to dedicate myself to. And I just haven't put it aside.
Okay. So Columbia doesn't actually allow you to, like, earn money from busking. Why do you still do it?
To an extent, I like the performing aspect of it. I like being out and being able to say, like, you know, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm interested in, and it's to an extent also, I just have fun doing it. I mean, I feel like all artists in some way kind of like attention, and I do. And it's nice to have, and it's, you know, it's something I enjoy performing, I enjoy sharing it, and hopefully people like it. You know, I like, the reason I play a lot of covers is because people know them and you can see them sort of like smile about it or sing or mouth the words, like cheer, they bounce along, and it seems, I don't know, it feels like if I'm making at least, you know, one person smile, that's okay. If one person's enjoying it, then that's enough for me, and the people who don't, well, then it's not their bag and I'm still having a good time doing it and it's worth it for me. And also it gives me a lot of chance to practice. I have once had a monetarily, I heard, so I was, there was a sort of small crowd walking by, and I heard someone say, I said something about Springsteen, and under my breath, and I heard someone go, take me to Atlantic City, and I played Atlantic City, and someone, in the meanwhile, I don't know if it was the same guy, walked by and dropped $20, just a $20 bill in my tip jar, which was really cool. I wanted to thank the guy, but I was, you know, he kind of walked off, and I was in the middle of a song. It's always, you know, I make at least, you know, enough, you know, to get me home and buy a pack of cigarettes, and I'm okay. It's like, it wasn't a night wasted, at least. And when I make great nights, it's always exciting. I'd go home and be like, hey, look at this, because I can be materialistic.
Well, we're in the middle of a recession, and you decided to study music composition.
I mean, because, like, I like nice things. I do, and I can appreciate them, and I like having them. But at the end of the day, like, it doesn't take a lot to make me happy. I'm always happy with what I've got because I've been given a lot and I was taught to be grateful for it. And when I didn't have a lot, I was grateful for what I had. And so it's like, having money is nice, but mostly being able to sort of, like, I'm very social. I end up walking up and awkwardly talking to people all the time for little to no reason, just making conversation and just getting to know people. And, you know, I don't know, it's like, if I can still do that, then I'll be happy, you know. I'm more than happy to work. I like the restaurant industry. I could work as a cook or a waiter to make ends meet. I'm okay with that as long as I'm able to sort of pursue things like, you know, people and music and stuff. Pursuing people, that sounds strange. But pursuing people and, like, music and stuff and being able to still do that, then I'll still be happy. I play a lot by ear.
Right.
Because of sort of the style of music I play, I'm a big fan of the four-chord song, though I like throwing in, I don't know, when I write stuff, I write a lot of four-chord, but I also like throwing in some jazz stuff. I like throwing in some more, I guess, atonal or more tension-built, more tension-heavy chords, I guess I would put it. And so I'm a fan, I'm okay with that, I guess, and it works.
It's only natural. I don't mind the look on your face when the front door flies open. Standing beneath the skirt of the street lamp, we used to smoke here. Faded builders laid in the grass like stars dropped from broken hands. But I would suffer without need for you.
Do you think this will translate well to, like, the music school program?
I think so. I don't know. I feel like I tend to get along with people. When I'm really, I can be stubborn, and when I really put my head into something, I work for it, and I'm really putting my head into this. It's like, you know, I've got one life that I know of to do this, and so I want to, you know, give it my all, and if I fail, at least I can say I tried. And so I want to go into the music program and be able to have that as a basis to help contribute. And if it not works, I'll still pursue music, obviously. But it's a matter of, I'd like to have that composition ability. I feel like it would make my songwriting more solid. It would help make both the music and the songwriting aspect both very solid. I want to be able to work at them hard and have the ability to do that.